The same question. How's the last week been for you since Sunday?
It's been disappointing, obviously. Losing the game on Sunday and getting knocked out of the cup and missing out on what turned out to be a good draw.
Yeah.
It should have been Crystal Palace at home, but you know, we have to look forward to the league now and look to kick on and put some results together.
Yeah, no distractions now, is it? It's league all the way, and that's what really matters.
Yeah. We've come up to the halfway point now, and we've got half the season to go to pick up some results and get up the league.
Yeah. Specifically, since Paul's come in, obviously there's been a change of system, and there's obviously been a real look at sort of stopping the goals going in at the wrong end, only two in two games. Have you been noticing the amount of work that he's been doing on that sort of defensive side and trying to sort of adapt to his methods?
Yeah, the intensity is definitely increased in training, and that's obvious to see and feel. But we worked on the defensive side of the game, and we worked on the attacking side as well. So it's been a good balance, and hopefully that can show on the pitch and we can pick up some results.
Yeah, I think Matt said that if you can't play in a 4-4-2, you should give up football. But it's a bit of a change, isn't it, going from the 3 to the 4? And
it's a bit of a change, but yeah, you know, that's the first formation you learn when you're playing. When you go from, you know, 8-9 aside to 11 aside, that's the first formation you learn. And it all starts there, really.
Yeah, it's probably the first time you played in that system with Matt Taylor as well. Did you feel that the two of you sort of complement each other's game quite a lot?
We've played a couple of times. We've changed during a game a couple of times, and we started one game like that. And yeah, it's like I said before, it's a back four, and you have to work as a unit, and you're all on one piece of string, and you shuffle together, you drop together, you squeeze together, and hopefully that can lead to some clean sheets and some victories.
Yeah, is there a sort of a feeling that your job in the back four is to contribute those clean sheets more than ever almost now that when the team's struggling, because a clean sheet means at least one point, doesn't it?
Of course, there's always pressure to keep a clean sheet and to win a game, but more so when, you know, we haven't kept a clean sheet for quite a while, which is disappointing. So we're going to look to work on that and try and keep as many clean sheets from here on in to the end of the season.
Yeah, Mansfield have apparently changed quite a lot from the side that played in the last couple of years. The new manager there has got them sort of playing a bit more football. Were you sort of spending the week thinking of playing against Matt Reed and all sorts of the real physical style?
You could have a bit of neck ache with the ball in the air, but if they've changed the way they play, you know. To be fair, if they stayed their original style, then it wouldn't have been too dissimilar to the game on Sunday, so we would have been well prepared for that. But yeah, whatever happens, it's 11v11, and we'll go out there and do our best.
And they've obviously got Rakish Bingham, who was hit here on trial. Can you remember coming up against him in training?
Yeah, a couple of times. Looked bright, sharp, lively, so it'd be a good battle, as always.
Yeah. Attitudes-wise, since Saturday, the gaffer said that he's obviously been looking at the way that people have been sort of character-wise around the group. Is that something you've been so everybody is sort of aware of with a new manager in charge?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's going to monitor absolutely everything just to see what kind of group he's got and who he can and can't trust, and eventually who's it's part and parcel of football, who's him and who's not. And that's part and parcel of football. It happens 92 other professional clubs and clubs around the world. But you know, it's all about attitude, and that's one of the main things in the game. If your attitude's right, then hopefully everything else will go right.
Is there almost a feeling that you're on trial for 6 months? Because quite a lot of the, I think all but three of the squad are out of contract, and you're looking to earn that next deal as soon as you can, I imagine.
Yeah, football's a strange game. You're always on trial. You never rest on your laurels, and you know, you never know what's around the corner. So you know, every game's a trial game. Every training session's a trial training session. So nothing changes there.
Ask Matt that. The reaction of the crowd after Saturday was obviously not what you want to be hearing as footballers. Is that something you're aware of as you leave the pitch?
Yeah,
the natives are a bit restless.
It definitely hurts, and you know, but it depends how you react from it. Personally, I'll use that as motivation to prove that I am fit to wear the shirt, and my teammates are fit to wear the shirt. So, on that, it's disappointing and it does hurt initially, but for me, it's a real motivator to get out there and do my talking on the pitch.
Can you understand why the fans probably do that?
Yeah, well, especially losing to low league opposition, and it's a massive game for the club financially, and with the respect of, you know, possibly of going to a Premier League ground or Premier League team coming here, and you know, a big crowd and stuff like that, good atmosphere. They're missing out as well as we are, and we know that, and they pay their money. And if we've disappointed, which we have done a few times, I'll admit, their right to vent their frustrations. Like I said, it's probably similar to 92 other professional clubs, and it's how we deal with that and move on now. And like I said, we're halfway through the season, so we've got half the season. We're fortunate to have half the season to pick up the results and cheer them off a bit.
Yeah, 27 games to go. There is still an awful lot of football to be played, isn't there?
Of course, yeah. And like I said, we'll set out to do our best.
Yeah, and I suppose the theory is that to be sort of celebrating with the fans on Saturday at the final whistle, clapping each other.
It'll be nice, and that's what we're working on this week. Obviously, to go to Mansfield and win a game, and you know, if the travelling fans are travelling like they have been all season, it's been brilliant. That's fantastic, and if we can bring back the 3 points, that's even better.
Excellent. Cheers, Troy. Thanks, mate.